White's A1, this is RV, this is NR1, and then all the yellow, of course, is R1. The little bit of light green is office, and this is R2. This is your pictometry view, approximately the parcel location. Just overhead from Google. Here's a preliminary layout of the apartment buildings. It'd be 12, 16 units in each one. And that's it laying over the topo. And there's just a preliminary design concept. Okay.
Good evening.
Evening. What else can I tell you? I think you covered it. If you wanted me to take a minute, my name's David Cope. I am the buyer of the 10-acre site we're talking about tonight. I would like to be the developer and long-term owner of the same site. I'm from Springfield, been here about 20-something years. Been living just on the south side of town. Been building down here in Branson the last 4.5 years, mostly vacation rental condos. And I've seen a lot of them going up, and I haven't seen new construction for apartments. I'm not building Section 8. This isn't per se low income. This is privately funded. But I call it workforce housing. I've got employees that live and drive into Branson from south of Hollister, and I probably see 50 or 100 subcontractors every day of the week in construction, and most of them work in Branson and make the drive in from Springfield from, 30 to 40 miles out. I drive in from Springfield myself, but my wife won't leave there. She's teaching up there, and she likes where we're at. So I like this 10-acre site. It's about the flattest piece of land I could find in Branson. I think it sits well for apartments. Again, I'm not looking for a rezone so that I can flip this dirt and make a buck. I want to build. I am a builder. I want to own, and I want to manage. And I think at least, I would own this property about 10 years. My brother is a partner with myself. We've got apartments that we've owned in the 8 to 10 year range right now. So with that, I'm requesting the change in zoning to an R3 so that we can build, like he said, the 12 buildings. There's 16 plexes. We chose to stay two-story, not try to max out three. Everybody wants to max out density, and we're at 19 units per acre if we do the 192. All two-story buildings, all fire sprinkled. And we, we like to make things, what can I say, beautiful. You want to invite people into your property. I don't want to build it to have it sit empty. So we absolutely will have amazing curb appeal, beautiful buildings, quality materials, plenty of open space, clubhouse, pool, pavilion, picnic areas, playground for the kids. And then in the interest of safety, we plan to privacy fence our north, south, and east border. I would love to put a sidewalk up Bee Creek Road. I know it's a well-traveled road, and so when you show the preliminary plat, the first thing I asked our engineer, Meeko Engineering, to do is to give us two ingresses and egresses. I said, I don't want a bottleneck right in the middle of the property for everybody trying to make that corner in and trying to make that corner out, and other traffic traveling on Bee Creek. So I thought that would help with the traffic flow, having a southern entrance and a northern entrance or exit.
Any specific questions for the applicant? Let's see if we have anybody here for the public hearing. Anyone signed up to speak on behalf of this applicant, for the applicant? You want to come up, please?
Good evening. My name is Tracy Lightfoot. I am a broker in Branson. I have my own real estate office, Lightfoot and Youngblood. I represented Mr. Cope and his organization on the purchase of this property. I've also worked with Mr. Cope and his organization for the last 4 to 5 years in Branson, building new condos for development and also remodeling and reselling. One of the things that his organization does across across the nation is they have provided in areas housing for individuals to rent, apartment complexes. And I'm just coming in to speak on behalf for me living here in Taney County. We receive calls every day, even at our brokerage office, to see if we have anybody who wants to rent the properties that we have for sale. I did call multiple apartment complexes to see what their waiting list looked like or if they had availability, and every single one that I spoke to, they all have a very long waiting list. Even the apartments that were just built here in Forsyth already have a waiting list. So I'm coming forth to just let you guys know, obviously, the blatant need for housing, housing that individuals can afford in our workforce in our Taney County area.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up to speak for or against this application? I see a couple, two or three people. Do you have a preference who goes first? You want to start since you're in the front?
Hi, I'm Andrea Turner. I live at 151 Deerfield. I've had the same view from my backyard for over 40 years and acknowledge I have been very lucky. I try to be a realist, so when I saw the first for sale signs go up years ago, I knew things would be changing. I actually started playing the lottery a lot more often, hoping I could win so I could buy the land myself. But eventually I began to try to wrap my head around the possibilities of what would be built in the beautiful field of deer. When we received the public hearing notice regarding Bluebird Mountain Apartments, I had to face one of my worst case scenarios. I tried to put a positive spin on it, hoping it would possibly be a senior living community, and the worst repercussions would be the occasional silver alert, but no such luck. 192 units, 12 two-story buildings, each with their own parking lots. Definitely my worst-case list. Now when I look north, all I can think of is exactly how close to this new development is going to butt up against my property. From the preliminary drawings, it appears that buildings 10, 11, and 12 and their three parking lots will be my new view. Or maybe it will only be the privacy fence that AEC mentions building in their rezoning request letter. All I can think about is if it's going to be just beyond the utility pole, or maybe at the cedar tree, or even better, maybe just beyond the little strip of land that former owner Mr. Cook allowed those of us who live south of him to utilize, as long as we maintain the property ourselves. It's where my dad built a basketball goal for me, where he set up his golf net and practiced his swing, and where he first taught me how to operate a lawnmower. It's provided a deceptive sense of breathing room between me and the adjoining property, so there is some anxiety when trying to figure out how close everything is going to be. Mr. Cope mentioned in his letter that the water district, city utilities, and electric company have all been consulted, and I noticed a strip that measures traffic volume is recently placed around the Oak Bluff area. I believe the impact on existing residents, homeowners with their roots in the land, should be amongst the top things considered when continuing rezoning requests are made in an area that used to simply be single-family homes. I guess it's what these meetings are supposed to be, our chance to show up, stand up, and speak out. Well, I'm here, and I'm heartened to see some of my neighbors here. I was somebody who broke out in hives in school if I had to stand up in front of class to speak. I forced myself to take public speaking course twice in college just so I could try to get over shaking like a leaf. I hate doing this, yet here I am. I guess just a few of us are concerned about another 200 to 400 cars added to an increasingly dangerous road. Maybe no one else is tired of water pressure issues and boil water alerts as our area continues to be developed by more than just single-family homes. This is nothing personal towards Mr. Cope or his company. I have not been able to find anything derogatory or negative regarding past or present projects, and trust me, I've looked. Recently, properties in both Hollister and Branson have been destroyed and homeowners' rights and property lines abused by a local developer who acts like permits and zoning rules don't pertain to him, and he gets away with it, always seeming to have the support of the city officials he needs to allow him to do it again. All of that happened to the city limits with the local developer, so maybe I should feel safer that I'm dealing with the county and an out-of-town developer. Time will tell. I understand that change and progress are inevitable, but they aren't always congruous. There's nothing wrong with developing land. A few single-family homes built on this property would be hard to object to, but I see zero upside for me, my neighbors, or anyone living on Bee Creek Road from this specific type of development. Other multifamily developments exist on our road, and we've adapted. But as I drive home, I often wonder how people safely pull out onto Bee Creek from streets like Greenbrier and Sycamore and Cozy Cove. I'm beginning to doubt there will ever come a time when one more is too many. I do have a few specific questions regarding the property. One with the, I think it was a planned detention pond or a proposed detention pond. If I understand it correctly, these are meant to provide general flood protection and control extreme flood events. I'm wondering if this pond is held any requirements, like is it to be built for a 25-year event?
Ma'am, you're past your time. Can you just summarize with what the questions are real quick?
Just wondering on the pond what its purpose is and how what it's to be prepared for. And on the privacy fence that was mentioned, I really hope if this goes forward, it's followed through with. But I also know I just would like some of these specifics regarding the privacy fence, height, you know, where it would be located, that type of thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
You did awesome. Next, you want to go ahead and go?
I'm going last. I'll speak briefly. Is Rachel on there? Andrew, you want me to bring up?
No, that was right at the end.
Hello there, Ben Michelle, 118 Deerfield. You can pull up the map if you want. If we can go back to some of the slides, I've not seen some of this. Some of the proposed buildings. Can you do the layout of how it was all going to play on that property? Which way is north? Which way is south? Is that how it's oriented?
Yeah, this is
okay.
Bee Creek would be here. Here's your two
entrances. And there's two drives?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll help. I know that.
Can I walk up here?
Yes, sure.
So this would be, okay, Deerfield will be down here. So we got one entrance and exit. Okay.
So my biggest concern kind of here is the traffic area and kind of pulling out. If anybody currently tries to make a left turn out of Deerfield Lane, the visibility is somewhat limited. There's some trees that are kind of blocking it, some cedar trees and such. I've got a boy that rides the bus. And, you know, there's just some concern there with Deerfield and how it turns out if you're going to make a left turn. So I just want to make sure that everything gets looked at thoroughly as far as the traffic flow with those driveways, along with the development across the street, which we haven't talked about or hasn't been brought up, all that development that's going on back there, that's the other thing. And then, you know, my question is, and I can probably guess the answer, but, you know, apartments over single-family homes, you know, why is that the chosen path instead of the apartments? My overall concern is just being aware of the south side of it as it pertains to Andrea's property, Rusty's property, and others along there. Is there going to be a little bit of a green space along with a privacy fence? Yeah, that's a good.